Prabhupada, and the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, by whose inspiration I have been engaged in the matter of compiling this summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the sublime science of devotional service as propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared 500 years ago in West Bengal, India, to propagate the movement of Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami begins his great book by offering his respectful obeisances unto Sri Sanatana Goswami, who is his elder brother and spiritual master, and he prays that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu may be very pleasing to him. He further prays that by residing in that ocean of nectar, he may always feel transcendental pleasure in the service of Radha and Krishna.
So, Sri Rupa Goswami, he is first offering his respect obeisances to Sanatana Goswami. He is his elder brother at the same time, Guru. So we offer our respect in that way. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sri Jiva Gopala. That is the way. We cannot jump over the highest authority directly. That is not possible. That is not the etiquette or rules, regulations. We have to go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gopi Bhatsu Padakamalo Dasu Dasanu Das. So, he presents himself as the fragment of the fragment of the fragment of the fragment of Krishna. So, in order to become Krishna's fragment, we have to become the fragment of the fragment of Krishna. So, my Guru Maharaj, is servant of Krishna, his guru is servant of Krishna, his guru is servant of Krishna. I am also servant of Krishna, but I have to approach through the other servants, not that. That is not possible. Krishna is not accept our service. He wants disrespect the parampara Krishna, then he will not be accepted by Krishna. Just like Siddhartha Swami wrote a commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other acharyas also, they wrote. So we must follow the principle. The Subodhini Tika was made by Pallavacharya, but because he presented himself more than Siddharthana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to read his comment on Srimad Bhagavatam when he was at Puri. But he was a little proud of his nice commentary, that he said it is better than Siddhartha. So that was not tolerated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he did not hear the Subodhini Tika. He remarked, Swami Vivanahi Mane Vishavalita. So this is not the way. We cannot approach Krishna directly. We must go through the parampara Krishna. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sri Jiva Gopala. Sanatana Das Thakur also said that Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haile Akuti Pade Hama Bhujavati Jugarapini. In order to understand the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, one has to go to the teachings of devotions, Rupa Raghunatha Padre Bhaiya. This is the way. So, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and all the six Goswami, they develop this Krishna consciousness movement by sitting together in Vrindavan, and not only in Vrindavan, in that very particular place, Radha Damodar temple, where we have got a little space, that we have seen Rupa Goswami's tomb, that space, all the six Goswamis used to sit down and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopal Bhakta Goswami was reading, and all the other Goswamis, Rupa Sanatana, they were hearing, and Jiva Goswami was writing comment. That is the comment of Krama Sandarbha. So that place in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple, is a very sacred place. So they were practicing this Krishna consciousness. Krishna kirtana gana nastana prabhu devam dhampati hi veera dheera janapriyo priyakaro Nirmatkaro Pujito Sri Chaitanya Kripakaro Bhuvibhuva Bharavahantarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Yagajiro Sri Viva Gopal. They were practicing to teach us Aponi Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikha. Simply teaching will not do unless we practice. That is very important. Practice. Practical life. Simply quoting verses like parrot will not be very much beneficial. One must apply. Jnana vijnana sahi. Jnana means to know the thing. And vijnana means to apply the things in practice. Jnana vijnana sahi. So you must know the vijnana. How? Practically. That is taught by the Goswami. Krishna kirtana gana nastana. All is chanting the glories of Krishna. Kirtana gana nastana. Nastana means dancing. The dancing is very good. The more you dance, the more become light. Means the burden of material contamination becomes reduced. Dancing is so nice. Even if you don't feel ecstasy, we dance by force, that will also help us. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paru premam. By dancing, we shall develop our dormant Krishna consciousness, love for Krishna. This is a nice process. Krishna kirtana gana nartana paru premam mitam madhihi. When he'll merge into the ocean of love for Krishna. So, this is the first stage of ecstasy for Krishna consciousness. Always chanting Krishna's name, dancing in ecstasy, and to be merged into the ocean of love for Krishna. These are the perfection. Veera dheera janapriyo. In this way, we shall become friendly to every people. Veera dheera. There are two classes of man. Veera, sober, and other class, low. So both of them will be pleased by Krishna's people. And your practical experience. When there is Krishna kirtan, People, all classes of people become very much pleased and they join. As soon as your kirtan will be pure sankirtan, not artificial, not professional, but there are many professional dancers, that will not attract. But even if you do not know the art of dancing, if you simply dance in ecstasy for Krishna's love, that will be appreciated by everyone. That will be appreciated by everyone. Krishna, Krishna, Nagana, Nagana, Karo. These are the art. One does not require to become a Vedantist. Simply, one chants Krishna's name, holy name, and in ecstasy dances, is more than a Vedantist. Actually, Vedanti means one who knows the ultimate knowledge. Veda, Veda means knowledge. And Astha means ultimate. Vedanta. So what is that ultimate knowledge? Krishna. Veda is said by Yamiva Vedam. That is ultimate knowledge. So one who has understood Krishna and Krishna's love is dancing. Then what more Vedanta can do? That is the first class realization of Vedanta. Krishna Kita Nagana Paru. So we should always offer our respect to the Gosangis. Hai Musai Jar Karmi Das. Natandasa. Dasavar Padurenu Mor Pancham Glass. We should be so humble, respectful to the Gosangis. But not only these Gosangis, anyone who is serving the Gosangis. The Gosangis has also the mission. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Ejena Bhutali Svayam Rupa Kadamanyam Gadati Sapadanti. That is our prayer. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam. Lord Chaitanya's desire. What are his desire? His desire was Prithivite Akhirato Nagaradikya Sarvatra Prachar Vaya. That is his desire. Not to sit down in a secluded place and to get cheap popularity as a very meditator. But even if he is meditator, but that is why he said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that though everyone, in every village, in every town, and preach this gospel. Prithivite Akhirato Nagaradikya Sarvatra Prachar Vaya. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Manovishtha. That is his desire. So, Sri Chaitanya Manovishtha Sthapitam Jeeva Bhutale. Virupa Goswami, this garlic, Sri Chaitanya Manovishtha. Rupa Goswami was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally 10 days in Alaba. Similarly, it was instructed regularly for 2 months to Sanatana Goswami in Benares. Because he wanted Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami to preach his mission. Mano Vishtam. Therefore our prayer is, we offer this prayer. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutam Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam. If you want to preach the gospel of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the personality who established by writing this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhakti Vilas, Siddhanta Ramana, so many books they have written. So we must go through them. We must try to understand. Then we can understand what is the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, so many. Chaitanya Chandrudaya by Uddhavananda Saraswati. So many devotees, they have given us so many high literature, which is concerned. Therefore, the prayer is Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnu Sattva Vijayana Buddha. Persons who have established the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Padantikam, when they give a shelter on the lotus feet, that is Gosanis. Sadeno Charano Sedi Bhakta Kane Bha. Janame Janame Ehi Mor Obhila. Dr. Nathabu said, Tadeo Charano Sedi. Let us serve the lotus feet of the Gosanis and live within the association of devotees. Otherwise, we may fall down. Bhaktasane Bhas. One must live with the devotees. Satam prasangmad mava vija sangvida bhavante vittanna nasayana katha. Tad josanat asu havavadva vatmane sadhya bhakti yati anupravishya. Satam prasangmad. We should have discourses of Bhagavad Gita. Or Srimad Bhagavatam, or any literature about the Supreme Personality of God. Mama Vija Sangita. Those words are Vija Sangita. Vija means potential. It's like, if a man is potent, as soon as there is sex, he gives birth. Potence. Similarly, we should associate with devotees who has got potency. Mama Vija Sangita. Bhavanti Ritpanna Rasara. Otherwise, we may go on hearing for 3 millions of years. We are in the same position. But the word must be from the potent person. Potent person. There is that very big. Therefore, Krishna himself advises, Satam Prasanga, Mama Vija Sangha, Satam, devotees. The same thing, not as the circumstance. Tadeva Chana, the desire should be how to serve the Goswami, how to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to serve Krishna. That should be the desire. That this desire can be fulfilled when we are living with the devotees. Therefore, we have got this society, Krishna consciousness society. Anyone who lives in this society, naturally, will develop Krishna consciousness. Very quickly, very easily. Satam prasangat mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana tatha. Krishna Katha is very potential. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami advises, Avaishnava Mukhadgirna Pruta Hari Kathamritam Sravanam Nakartabham. Avaishnava Mukhadgirna, this professional, who is not actually Vaishnava. Vaishnava means whose life is dedicated for service of the Lord, Vishnu. Is Vishnu. Vishnu Asya Devata. It is Vishnu. So, one must take Krishna. Krishna and Vishnu and Rama the same. There is no difference. Krishna includes everything. Rama the Muttis Kalani Amena Vishnu. Nana Avatara Makara Tumanesha Pintu. Krishna Swayam. Samavava Paramapumarana. Krishna is the Paramatma. Although there is no difference between Rama and Vishnu and Narayana and Krishna, they are the same potency. Krishna is the candle, first candle, and it is another candle, it is the second candle. But the second candle is not less in power of light. Same. But still, this is first, this is second. Similarly, Now, Krishna Sam Kamava Paramatma Krishna is the originator. Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. He is the Jamsakala Pumsa. Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. All others, their incarnation and Kala. But Krishna is the Avatari, the source of all incarnation. So, Bhakti Sannivasa, Satam Prasangat Nama Bija Sangita, the Krishna Katha, or the discussion about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes very pleasing. And Satam when they are discussed among the devotees. Non-devotees, anyone wants seeking, but it is dry. It does not mean any relish. Therefore it is advised. Satam-prasanna, one should discuss the Satam-prasanna among the devotees. It is contrary to this. Sanatana Goswami says that Avaishnava Mukhat Gina Bhuta Hari Kathamritam Savananna Kartam. Avaishnava, who is not a Vaishnava, Mayavadi. Mayavadi philosophy is very dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally said, Mayavadi hoy Krishna Aparadi. They are offenders. Just like the literature, what is the literature, Krishna is black, something?
Krishna is unknown,
a black king, a Mayavadi great philosopher of the city. He has explained like this. The Mayavadi philosopher, Dr. Radhakrishna, it is not to Krishna. So, the Mayavadi is only business is, because they are Vaishnava, not Vaishnava. Only business is to kill Krishna. That says Sanatana Goswami has any pre-bhakti class, has a very strongly recommended that don't hear anything from about Krishna from the Mayavadis or the Vaishnava. Those who are followers, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they can protect. They can immediately chastise the doctor. What you are not considering. But a committed vijayi, he cannot challenge. Therefore, it is forbidden for them not to hear. Committed vijayi. For an advanced devotee, this Mayavadi cannot do anything. But those who are neophytes, they become sometimes victims. Therefore, it is better to permit nothing. So, Sanatana Goswami has said, as Krishna has said, Satam Prasanga Mama Bija Sangita, Tamanti Sparta Dhamma In the association of pure devotees, Krishna Katha becomes very relishable. Ritkarna Ratha, it is relishable, it is very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. Rit means heart, and karna means this, horror. Both ways please. Bhavanti Ritkarna. A Kajyotana, if one little tries what the many has heard, then Sadhya Bhakti Ganut Pramishyati. Sadhya, real beginning is Sadhya. Sadhu Sadhya, Sadhu Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Vajanakriya, Sadhu Anathanivittishya, Sadhu Nishtha, Sadhu Ruchi, Sadhya Sakti, Sadhu Bhava, Sadhu Paranayam Krimna, Pradutthavi Pratyama. These are the different states, the Sadhya. So, by hearing from pure devotees, Satan Prasangatma Bija Sangita Bhavanti Ritkarna Rasayana Bhakai, it is very pleasing to the heart, to the ear. Tadyodhana Asu Apuvartha Vatsane Sadhya. Beginning is Sadhya. Sadhya Bhakti Vati Anukramishya. Therefore, this Kusabhagata's movement, the association, is opening different branches to give people the chance of hearing about Krishna in the association of pure devotees. Very different. Hear about Bhagavad Gita from the pure devotees, not from the doctors, then you will never get anything. Radham Goswami forbids Nasa Savanam Nakatamma, never hear from the doctors. Why? Krishna Bhakta is very good. Never mind, he is a husband. What is the fault of Krishna Bhakta? Are you giving this example? Savanamna Katsambam Sarvachishta Payojata. Milk is very good, everyone knows. But when it is touched by the leaf of a serpent, immediately it becomes poisonous. If you take that milk, then it dies. So Krishna Papa is very good. But when it is touched by the leaf of the power is not devoted, it becomes poisonous. It becomes poisonous. Poisonous in this sense, it will push you far away from Krishna Bhakti. That is the loss, that is loss of life. This life is meant for developing Krishna consciousness to become devotee of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is left by Krishna to make all people after him. To become devotees. Parmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadimam namaskuru. See, the instruction is there that this rascal will spoil. Never allow him to become a devotee. These rascals are so dangerous. They are going against the will of Krishna. So one must be very careful. To save himself from the poisonous effects of these aspects. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur says, Tadero Sarana Sevi, Bhakta Sane Bhava. Be with the Krishna consciousness devotee. And then, by association of the Sangha Sangha Adhita, as you make association, so you develop your desire, your qualities. Tadera Charana Sati. Inside Goshai Jara Dharmita. Chaitanya, yes, Narottamdas Thakur says, I want to become servant of that person who has accepted this Shiv Goswami as master. Because I have to become servant of heaven. So the Goswami, one who has accepted this Goswami as master, I want to become his servant. He, Narottamdas doesn't say, I want to become servant of the Goswami. He says that I want to become servant of that person who has accepted this his Goswami as master. That is the case. No, I can speak, I can act. I don't want to become servant of such false proudy. No. Anyone who submits, Tadero Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhas, Janame Janame Bhore Yupila. Oh, I may not be liberated, but after birth, it doesn't matter. But I wish that I wish to live with the devotees, bhakta sanevas, janame janame mahar ejiyo vilas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the same thing, that janamayavi jodi more, ichha tohara. He prays to Krishna, if you want that I shall take again my birth, then give me the chance of taking my birth in a place where is your devotee. That is my only wish. Because if I am blessed In a society where there is no devotee, then my life will be spoiled. Then my life will be spoiled. Therefore, I pray only this much. I don't want anything from Nagalam, 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 Kapitam, Nagalam, Satam. Mama Janmani, Janmani. It doesn't matter. I don't become liberated. What is liberation? If I am in the service of Krishna, what is liberation is already. In Krishna Bhagavatam, it is fine. Bhakti sai sthira sada jadi bhagavan shaap daivena phalati dipa kishura mukti mukti mukulita jadi shivate. Mukti seems bad with folded hand. My dear sir, what can I do for you? This is the position of bhakta. One, if one becomes bhakta, then mukti becomes her maker. Why can he aspire for mukti? Mukti is nare. Kaivalam naraga. What is mukti? It is as good as hell. Mukti means to merge into the Brahma impulses. But there is no service of Krishna. It is simply merging to become one. Just like sunshine. And if you are put into the sunshine, what benefit do you get? Simply the torching, the scorching heat of that's all. What benefit do you get? Then mukti is like that. That is light. Sunshine is light. Similarly, from darkness if I go to the light and don't get any shelter anywhere, simply I remain in that sunshine, what benefit do I get? So, for a devotee, the mukti is bothersome. Therefore, Prabhupada Satsati, Prabhupada says that Kaivalyam Narakaya, mukti means Kaivalyam. Simply, Aham Brahmasmi, that's all. Kaivalyam. With perfection. Brahmananda. But for a devotee, he says, Kaivalyam Narakaya. Vidasapura akasa kuspaya. So for devotee, these things are not very much alluring. Mukti, bhukti, siddhi. It is so sublime. Krishna consciousness is so sublime that other things very insignificant in the front of Krishna consciousness. Mukti mukulita vede sevati asma. Dharmakatam vaksa samaya pratiksa. People are after dharma, artha, kam, moksha. But this bhakti is above these four kinds of principles. Dharma, actually human life begins when he is religious, dharma. And artha, when he is economically developed. And when he can satisfy the senses very nicely and then becomes liberated. But for a devotee, these four things are not very important. Mukti, mukti, siddhi. No, siddhi means mukti. Siddhi means yogic siddhi. So, the Bhushimad Bhagavatam also. As they say in the beginning, dharma purjita koitavata, the dharma akta tam moksha, these are koitava. Koitava means phalavishandi. I am approaching, I am trying to become a religious person, but my inner desire is how to make my economic position develop. This is my inner position. That will be called koita, cheating. So, phalavishandi. Siddhar Swami says that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, phalavishandi pasyantam nirattam. Phalavishandi. Mukti is also phalavishandi. No, after mukti, then above mukti, there is bhakti. It is a mistaken idea that one has to attain mukti by bhakti. Sometimes they say that this Panchapasa, Mahabharata, they say that ultimately the absolute truth is niraha. There is no form. But because we cannot worship or meditate upon the niraha, so just imagine some form. Either of Vishnu, or Lord Shiva, or Surya, or Devi, Panchapasana, it is called Panchapasana. Sadhukana hitarthaya dhammana rupa kalpana. It is kalpana. Imagine. Ultimately, the Brahma has no form. But because you are accustomed to meditate on the form, and it is very difficult for you to meditate upon the formless, so you imagine something. This is imagine, not fact. That is the truth. And Bhagavan says, in Bhagavan, Klesa Udhikatara Stresam Abhakya Sattva Chitasam. So that is simply troublesome. After much trouble, in that way. And when they come to the form of Vasudeva, Vasudeva Saroniti, Samahatma, that Mahatma is greater. Krishna is not imagination. This is another offense to think of Krishna as imagination. You see, that is imagination. Kalpana. Just make a kalpana, imagination of Krishna. No. Krishna is fact. Krishna, the Krishna devotees, they are not after imagination. They are after the fact. Paramehti, paramatmehti, Bhagavan is the Sattva. Bhagavan, the personal. Krishna says, Brahmana, Pratishtha, Abhujananti, Manamura, Manasim, Tanuman, Parambhava, Vajan. So these things will be realized through the process, as it is recommended by Narasimha Swami. Tadero charano sevi bhakta sane bhas. Janame janame more keiyo bilas. If you get the chance for living with the devotees and try to search the Goswamis who wanted to establish the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's our life. This is Bhaktivinoda Swami. Study Bhaktivinoda Swami, Sindhu, very manually. And this result you will achieve very easily. The Guru Goswami has left the nectar of the Lord. Isn't
it? Therefore, our respectful obeisances to all the great devotees and acharyas, or woman teachers, who are compared with sharks in the great ocean of nectar, and who do not care for the various rivers of liberation.
Yes. Sometimes, the Mahamadi philosophers, they give this example, that as all these rivers come down to the ocean, and then business is finished. But our philosophy is not so scanty. We do not wish to mix with the water. We want to go deep into the ocean. They give this example, nirakar. Because ocean is, it is not nirakar, but it is still, they say, nirakar. Ocean has aakar, sea, around, left. But anyway, their philosophy is that you come to the ocean by different paths, then it becomes mixed. But they do not know, even though you come to the ocean, immediately it will be evaporated. The ocean water is evaporating. The sun is always evaporating. Now, it will be perhaps surprised. The modern science, they believe that the ocean water is turned into cloud. But actually that is not the fact. The fact is that the ocean water is taken by the sun. Now there is heat, ocean water is evaporated always. Where is the cloud? For 3 years the ocean water is being taken away by the sun. And why there is no cloud and no rain? Why? What is the answer of the scientist? Actually, the cloud, when the sun god, he ejects the water again, that becomes cloud. The rain comes from the sun, and the sun is taking the water, dissolving, and when it dissolves, it gives it. There is some control. So, if we are suffering for want of rain, but we do not know how to get rain. We are of course making arrangements to feed the poor on account of scarcity of grain. That's not like you are doing. But if there is no rain, how long you go on with this philanthropy? That is our question. How long? What stock you have got in your store? So that you can continually, you can go on. What is the answer? You must have rain and produce grain. Now you have got some stock of grain you are distributing, that's all right, you have got money, that's all right. But when there is in all stock finished and still there is no rain, what do you do? Because rain is not in your hand. Rain is not in your hand. It is an higher authority. What he will do. But the process is given there in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajnyam bhavati pajjatna. Pajjatnyam arna sarma. Yajnyam. But they will not take the yajna. They have made a vow. This is a, no, we are not going to make any yajna. We are requesting that you are distributing at the same time what form yajna. Yajna, not that you have to expend so much money. You simply see, Sankirtanai yajna. Yajna is Sankirtanai prai yajanti is made of. Simply chanting. You are distributing food, that's all right. Why not allow them to chant Hare Krishna mantra? What is the loss? But they will not accept. They will not accept. This is the dog's obstinacy against Krishna consciousness. But they cannot answer. The support, if your stock of grain is finished, then what will you do if there is no rain? You cannot produce rain in your factory, rain or grain or anything in your factory or dairy. That's not possible. So, people have become so fallen. They cannot understand the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Although they are very much proud of reading Bhagavad Gita daily. What you have understood? Then they cannot say anything. We have understood Krishna means this blasphemy. This rascal has understood Bhagavad Gita and is reading Bhagavad Gita. The seed is hard. So this is going on. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is a war declared against all these rascals. We have got many enemies. But we don't care for them. Still he shall go on. Johnny Walker is still going strong.
Ah.
Very good. Thank you.
Lord,
oh.